Do you have somebody in your life that believes in conspiracy theories?
I did. And at first it was like kind of like a fun party trick. Like you'd bring him to parties and be like, show him that cloud and tell him, you know, ask him what the cloud is. He'd be like, "Those, that's not a cloud. That's a chemtrail." Mm-hmm. And he would start that whole thing. At first I thought it was like kind of humorous, but then after a while, when he was really into the whole anti-vaxxer thing, you know how I feel about that. We talk about that on the show all the time. Then I was like, you know what? I don't think I could be friends with these people anymore. So I did, but now I don't.
Well, I mean, I don't believe we landed on the moon.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Of course we did.
No, we did not.
Just because you weren't there doesn't mean it didn't happen.
The Titanic did not sink.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It didn't. The Titanic did not sink. I believe that 1,000%.
Right. Well, you tell all the families of the dead people that.
Well, people died on a boat, but it wasn't the Titanic. The Olympic was the boat that sank, not the Titanic.
That doesn't even make any sense.
It makes total sense. Read up on it. Read a book sometimes. And see, what happened was the company that made the Titanic, they made two boats at the same time. Uh-huh. One was the Olympic, one was the Titanic. So when the Olympic was ready to go, they said, now you go to New York. So the Olympic took off and it wrecked. It had a little bump in on the side of it. So they had to take it back and fix it, but the insurance company wouldn't give them enough money to do it. So what they did is they sent Titanic into place of Olympic and just changed the names.
That's not what happened.
On the side of the boat. Yes, it is.
That is not what happened.
It's 100%. If you look at when they built the Titanic, what it looks like and what's on the bottom of the ocean, it's two different boats.
Okay, you're an idiot, because it was 1912, first of all. Mm-hmm. So they didn't know as much about shipbuilding as they do right now. That's why when they spotted the iceberg ahead of the Titanic, they alerted the bridge like they should, right?
The Olympic.
No, it was the Titanic.
Olympic.
They ordered the ship to be steered around and the engines to be stopped, but it was too late. It already struck the iceberg by then. That created a series of holes before the waterline. The hole was not punctured by the iceberg, but it was dented the hull is the thing. This is a famous story. Didn't you see the movie?
I understand that, but the boat that sank wasn't the Titanic. It was the Olympic. They changed the name on the side of the boat because the Olympic was
wrecked.
Wait,
so as it was sinking, all the photographs of it sinking, they ran over really quick, and as it was sinking, they're like, cross that out, repaint it, fast, it's sinking, hurry up.
No, they did it before it left harbor. It was the Olympic. If you look at the boat on the bottom of the ocean, it's the Olympic, not the Titanic.
You've never been to the bottom of the ocean. You don't know what you're talking about.
I watched the thing the other day, and it's not, trust me. It's the wrong boat. So I believe that. The boat that sank was not the Titanic. Just believe me on this. Just go, okay.
I'm not going to believe you, no.
Read a book.
Just because you say so, no.
Okay, so I have a list of how you should talk to your friends who believe in conspiracy theories.
Okay, help me so I know what to say to you.
Number 5, don't expect immediate results.
You're telling me.
Number 4, ask questions.
Okay. Why on earth would you think that the Titanic did not sink? Why is that a what's the benefit to that being a conspiracy?
Because it was the Olympic, not the Titanic. It's two different boats.
You can't just repeat the same thing over and over. You got to tell me a conspiracy has to have something to it. There has to be somebody behind it. There has to be a reason why somebody is benefiting from it. What's the benefit?
The insurance company. It all had to do with the insurance company.
No, it didn't.
That's why they sank the wrong
boat. So they have two ships and one of them sinks. They still have to pay the insurance. It doesn't matter what the name of the boat was. They're still paying insurance.
Okay, but what I'm saying is the boat on the bottom of the ocean is the Olympic, not the Titanic. Number 3, encourage critical thinking. So do your own research and then come back. So go read a book that about the Titanic and the Olympic and then come back and fight me. I have done research on this. I've asked people. I have been to the bottom of the ocean. I've seen it.
You've been to the bottom of the ocean.
Yes. I dove last year down there.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah. Number 2, don't be dismissive.
That's hard. That's a tough one. It's hard to not be. Just so you know, your Titanic theory is on the History Channel. They have a documentary called The Craziest Titanic Conspiracy Theories Explained.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning it's crazy to think that it didn't sink.
It did not sink. The Olympic sunk. So what is easier for you to believe, that the Olympic sunk instead of the Titanic, or we didn't go to the moon? You have to believe one of them for me.
No, we went to the moon.
We did not go.
And the Titanic sank.
Number one thing you're not good at doing, keep calm.
No, I'm not good at keeping calm. Okay, how about this? Paul Burns, he's the vice president and curator for the Titanic Museum.
Mm-hmm.
He says it doesn't make any sense to say that the Olympic is the one, because it's insurance fraud is what you're talking about.
Exactly.
That's what the theory is about.
Right.
Okay. So what he says is that the Titanic's insurance was not enough to cover the loss.
Right.
But that just isn't true. They had it had plenty of money. There was plenty of money.
I think we should ask Celine Dion. I wonder if she knows which boat sank. No, I mean, if you do your research, you'll believe me, and then you'll get on the same train that I'm on.
Did my research and I told you why you were wrong.
If you look at the boat on the bottom of the ocean and the windows on the bottom of the ocean.
You never went to the bottom of the ocean. You've never seen a ship on the bottom of the ocean. You don't know what you're talking about.
If you look at the windows on the boat on the bottom of the ocean, it's different on the Titanic than it was the Olympic.
It isn't. No, the ship on the bottom of the ocean is the Titanic. In fact, when they've gone down there was that whole documentary that was done about it. They went down there and they actually showed the parts of the Titanic. They went back to where it was built and the pictures of it being built. And then there it is, the bottom of the ocean. It was exact.
Olympic. Do you have Disney Plus?
Yes.
Okay, watch a Titanic thing on Disney Plus. It'll prove everything that I'm saying.
Okay.
Then go back and watch the movie Titanic.
Which is fiction, yeah.
And then make up your mind.
I've already made up my mind. I've seen the documentaries on the Titanic.
I'm texting right now to Celine Dion to find out if she knows.
You text her and find out what she thinks. I will go with what Celine Dion says.
If Celine Dion says it's the Olympic, you believe me.
If that's what she says, I will believe you.